You know what happens when a company that's famous for never selling Bitcoin actually sells some? A lot of people lose their composure. But here's the number that matters. 32. That's how many Bitcoin Strategy just sold. Out of nearly 844,000. What does that actually mean for your stack?
And I'm Lauren. Welcome to BitTalk. We're going to break this down so that by the end of the episode, you'll know exactly whether this changes anything for your own self-custody plan. And I think you'll be surprised by the answer.
Let's start with something concrete. Lauren, Strategy sold 32 Bitcoin between May 26th and May 31st. That's about $2.5 million at roughly 77 grand a coin. Tiny, right? But it's the first sale since 2022. So the shock isn't the size, it's the symbol.
Exactly. It's like you own the entire Lego Millennium Falcon set and you sell one single brick. The shape barely changes. But everyone's asking, why did they sell at all? The filing says the proceeds are expected to fund distributions on their preferred stock. That's a fiat obligation, an 11.5% annual dividend on STRK stock.
Right, so this isn't a thesis change. This is capital structure housekeeping. But the question we want to answer in the final third is, can committing to Bitcoin as a standard ever mean you have to sell? And what does never sell actually mean in practice?
Bitcoin Veterans is building a community where service, purpose, and Bitcoin come together. Through education, events, podcasts, and meetups, they help veterans connect, learn, and find a new mission in the Bitcoin space. Learn more at bitcoinveterans.org.
Let's walk through the details from the 8K filing. Lauren, give us the timeline and the numbers.
Sure. Between May 26th and 31st, Strategy sold 32 Bitcoin. Proceeds, roughly $2.5 million. Average price, around $77,135. To put that in perspective, it's 0.004% of their total stack of 843,706 Bitcoin. The market impact? Zero. Bitcoin liquidity didn't even notice.
And this is the first sale since 2022. 4 years of pure accumulation, then this. But Michael Saylor actually signaled this weeks earlier, right?
He did. On a company call, he said they'd probably sell some Bitcoin to pay a dividend, just to inoculate the market and send the message that we did it. So this was a pre-planned test, not a panic, not a thesis reversal, just textbook asset liability matching. You have a fiat dividend to pay, you convert a tiny sliver of your Bitcoin stack to cover it.
That's the key distinction. Every company, even one built on a Bitcoin standard, has fiat obligations. Preferred dividends, interest payments, operating costs. The challenge is matching assets to liabilities without undermining your core thesis. Strategy just showed how to do that with surgical precision.
Compare that to Tesla, which has sold Bitcoin multiple times for cash flow, or Block, which sells more frequently. Strategy's approach is far more disciplined. They sold 0.004% of their holdings. That's less dramatic than me letting a penny drop from my pocket. But penny drops don't make headlines.
Let me push back on that analogy a little. For a listener at home, a penny drop might not matter. But for someone who's been told, never sell is the gospel, even a tiny sale can feel like a crack in the foundation. So let's zoom out. What does this mean for the average Bitcoin holder?
That's the real question. And the answer is, treat your Bitcoin like a real asset with real liabilities. Think of your own salary. You might be all in on Bitcoin savings, but your rent is still in dollars. Same problem, just at a different scale.
That's actually a perfect segue to our next segment. So if we strip away the corporate jargon, what changes for you? What should you watch for and do differently or not do based on this story?
Bitcoin Veterans is a group of military veterans, and Bitcoin advocates focused on education, community, and helping veterans build purpose and resilience through Bitcoin. From podcasts and meetups to resources and events, they're creating a place for veterans to keep learning and keep growing. Visit bitcoinveterans.org to learn more.
And we're back. So, Lauren, let's get practical. What's the first thing an individual holder can learn from Strategy's microcell?
First takeaway, segment your stack. Just like Strategy has a massive cold storage reserve and a tiny operational sliver, you should too. Put the vast majority of your Bitcoin in deep cold storage, multi-sig or air-gapped hardware wallet that you never plan to touch. Then have a smaller operational wallet, still self-custodied, for near-term fiat obligations, taxes, living expenses, debt payments.
Exactly. And that needs clear rules. Write a personal treasury plan. One page. State how much you hold in Bitcoin versus fiat, what triggers a sale, only unavoidable obligations, never for short-term trading, and how you off-ramp securely. Privacy steps, security checks. Strategy had a stated trigger, dividend payment. They executed methodically. You can do the same.
I keep a note on my phone titled Bitcoin Policy 2026. It lists my two wallets, my rule, never sell for luxuries, and my cold storage backup location. It takes 10 minutes to write and saves you months of regret. I promise you.
But let's address the elephant in the room. The biggest shock here is symbolic. The company that never sold, sold. That challenges the never sell dogma in the Bitcoin space.
Right. Over-romanticizing never sell creates rigidity. Real life demands flexibility. Strategy's sell is 0.004%. It's a signal of maturity, not weakness. For listeners, don't confuse Bitcoin as sound money with Bitcoin as a holy grail you can never touch. Sound money means you can plan your exits, not that you never exit.
And that connects to something we discussed in the US Navy node episode. Just as the Navy running a node signals legitimacy, Strategy's microcell signals that Bitcoin works, even when you have to convert a tiny piece into fiat. That's the ultimate test. If Bitcoin can survive a corporate dividend payment, it can survive anything.
So the central question we posed at the top, can you be all in on Bitcoin and still sell? Yes. When the sell is a planned, tiny, obligation-driven action, and the vast majority stays in cold storage. That's not a contradiction. It's treasury management. Next time someone says, Strategy sold Bitcoin, you can say, yeah, 0.004%, for a dividend. I'll still trust their thesis.
Let's wrap up with the operator takeaways. Segment your stack, deep cold versus operational wallet. Write a personal treasury policy. Don't panic at sells, yours or others. The actionable insight. Treat your Bitcoin like a real asset with real liabilities. Plan the exits you'll need, then keep the rest offline.
And remember, the goal isn't to avoid selling forever. It's to only sell when you've already planned for it, like you plan your annual tax bill. Strategy just showed us how.
Thanks for spending time with us on BitTalk. If this was useful, follow the show, leave a like, and subscribe. It helps more people find us and helps spread Bitcoin. Until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep stacking knowledge. If you want to understand how to build your own personal treasury policy, come back next time. We'll walk through a template you can use in 10 minutes. Subscribe so you don't miss it. I'm Mike.
And I'm Lauren. Stay sovereign.